Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, in between games of the doubleheader, I listened to two football-related things. Joe Douglas's introductory press conference and Pat Shurmur. I want to start with Shurmur because yesterday we were reading some of what he was saying about the quarterback situation. And reading it in black and white, I took it the way I think a lot of people in the media took it, which was there's going to be a quarterback competition. He seemed very open to Daniel Jones starting.
Right.
When I listened to it, I came away with a completely different impression. I think Pat Shurmur is just awkward sometimes talking to the media. And I'm not trying to make fun of him or anything like that, but I think he was just trying to say everybody's getting ready for the season. We're preparing everyone to play. And I think without doing it on purpose, it accidentally went down this rabbit hole where he kept being asked over and over again about the quarterbacks. I don't blame the Giant beat writers for asking that, but I think he was clunky in how he was explaining things. And so listening to it, I don't take it as a quarterback competition. I don't. I actually take it completely differently than the way I read it yesterday. I think he was just trying to say that, yeah, we're getting both guys ready to play. Best guy's going to play. And I think the way it came out more about there being a competition than the truth. Now, I can't get into Pat Shurmur's head, or Dave Gettleman said, that's for sure. But that was just my interpretation from listening to it as opposed to reading it.
Look, I'd be very surprised if Daniel Jones is starting opening day. I think it's going to be Eli. I'll be very surprised if it's not.
I agree with you. And I felt more comfortable about that after listening to Shurmur. As far as Douglas is concerned, he was fine.
Yeah.
There was nothing wrong. And, you know, we kind of said this about Adam Gase. We didn't like the hire. We were all upset, but we're going to give him a shot. I have nothing against Joe Douglas. I really don't. The fact that everyone says good things about him doesn't move me one way or the other, because I think you usually say a lot of good things about anybody that's hired for their first-time job. We heard a lot of good things about Mike Maccagnan. But I watched him. I saw Kim Jones ask questions. Brian Costello asked questions. They tried to get him to comment on Adam Gase having a power struggle and basically said, I wasn't here. I don't know. I don't know what the heck was going on.
Right.
And he makes it seem as if him and Gase are going to work well together. He does come off with the persona of being a tough guy who is not going to let Adam Gase push him around. So I did at least come away with this positive. I didn't come away with the impression that Joe Douglas is Adam Gase's, you know, coffee boy, you know?
Right.
I didn't come away with that. I did come away with Douglas being the strong individual who is going to be the GM of the team and not be controlled by Adam Gase. So that was a positive, but usually at these introductory press conferences, it takes a lot for it to be bad.
Look, you know, Super Bowl in 3 years, that's what I want to see. Sam Darnold's fourth year, just like Namath, win the Super Bowl. That is what I'm pointing to. Nothing else, nothing less. That's what I want.
Well, yeah.
That's it.
I'll take that too.
If that doesn't happen, then we're just going to be going the same old, same old.
Yeah.
I really believe that.
It's weird.
I really do.
It's weird how we're going to analyze Joe Douglas, because the guy took over for a roster that, for the most part, is set. Now, he mentioned
your offensive line, right?
Well, he also mentioned, hey, we're third on the waiver chart. So he will add guys. I'm not saying this is it.
Of course.
But the bulk of this roster was not built by him.
No.
So it's going to be odd how we start to judge him moving forward.
Look, I told you, I think they're going to have a good year, like they always do. The first year of the head coach is always good, maybe even a playoff year, okay? And then what happens after that? And we have to look, too, at the window for the quarterback. Because we all talk about now that, you know, he's on the rookie contract. You want to get that. You want to win before you got to really start paying.
And he said that, yeah.
And that is a big deal. That's a big deal. And the quarterback's jail, if he's going to be that kind of guy, bro, he's going to take a major jump this year in year two.
Yep.
Year one, I kind of throw year ones out. You know, we talked about that last year. We've seen too many great quarterbacks have lousy year ones.
Yeah.
Year two, you know, we're going to really find out about Sam Darnold.
Oh, yeah. Look, we talked earlier about when a caller called up and said, what did you guys think about signing Peyton Manning at the time? After 3 years of Mark Sanchez, we were convinced he was the guy.
Right. That's right.
And I thought we had good reason to.
Of course.
Don't think we were delusional.
Well, we did a lot of winning for the Jets.
Yeah. So it's tough. It's tough to know when he's truly the guy. I like my first impression of Sam Darnold. I believe in him.
Yeah.
But who knows?
We don't know.
That's the scary part.
We don't know.
One last thing I got to mention, because I thought this was funny, and I got to give Dove Kramer a lot of credit. I know he barely pays attention to our show, but sometimes he says things that make a lot of sense on Twitter. Pat Leonard of the Daily News tweeted this comment John Mara made. John Mara said he is accustomed to receiving harsh fan mail. He said one fan ended a nasty recent email by writing, quote, "Let's face it, you're nothing more than James Dolan minus 50 pounds in a better looking suit." And what I thought was interesting is Dove's comment was, what does that say about what John Mara thinks of James Dolan, that that is something he thinks was a nasty email? I thought that was interesting, Dove. You're right about that.
I'm sure John Mara is not thrilled about being compared to James Dolan.
No, he's not, but that's the funny part.
I mean, you know, let's be honest.
He's not. I think that's the point that's kind of humorous, that it's one thing for us to say that. John Mara basically ripped James Dolan. I mean, did he not? Did you not take it that way?
Of course.
Hey, I've got this real nasty email. They said I'm like Dolan.
Right.
that made me laugh.
That's painful if you're John Mara.
Yeah.
Or anybody.
I think Mara is still towards the top of the ownership power rankings in this town, but he's taken a hit the last few years. Yeah. That's how I would phrase
it. You know, you're 100% right.
Because I still think, and I know it depends on who you root for, I get that's a big factor, but if you are a fan of the Knicks, the Giants, and the Mets, for the sake of this, I still think you have Wilpon and Dolan behind Mara. Is that a fair statement?
Oh, yeah.
You still do?
Oh, God.
That's why.
Still do. I mean, there's no question about it.
But so even though Mara's had a tough couple of years, and he knows it.
And Chris Johnson, too, and the Johnson group.
Well, that's tough because no one's a Jet and Giant fan.
Oh,
so
I see.
I understand. I'm just looking at it from the perspective of.
I get it.
Because a Giant fan, there could be Giant fans that call up and say, you're wrong, Mara's worse.
There are some that'll tell you that they're Jet Giant fans, which means they're fans of neither team.
Right, that doesn't count. That doesn't count.
I'm just saying.
But when you we won't get a fair answer on. But if you're a Giant, if you're a Jet, Met, Knick fan, you can give a great answer on who's the worst of the three. Like right now, who's the worst of the three owners?
Wow, that's a very tough call.
What's the power
rankings look like? There's so many different analogies that I could go with here, none of which I can get away with on the air. So I'm gonna stay away with that. But I don't know. They're all bad. They're all bad.
You can't pick the best.
I keep saying this. You can get lucky with band ownership, but you're never going to have sustained winning. They're all terrible. There's no other way to say it. They're all absolutely, unequivocally brutal.
So you can't pick a winner.
They're all terrible. They're all terrible.
That's fair. I mean, listen.
I don't know how else to say it. They're all terrible.
I will
say one thing.
Yeah.
I will say one thing.
Yeah.
If Jim Dolan owned the Mets, the Mets would spend money.
I agree.
The Mets would have guys like Brett.
I think Christopher Johnson, too, though.
I think he probably would.
Woody Johnson.
Right. And if Fred Wilpon owned the Knicks, he'd be restricted by salary cap situations.
They'd be better.
They'd be better off.
You're right. It's like the Rangers. It's the Rangers after the salary cap. So we'd all be better off, or you'd be better off, if the Wilpons and the Dolans just made a trade.
Right. They should. Right. That's right.
It'd be great.
That's right. Wilpon and Dolan should switch.
Yeah.
Dolan should own the Mets. Wilpon should own the Knicks. And I think things would be a lot
better. Both franchises would be better off.
I think
that is an excellent point. That's a tremendous point. You're right. And that's the fix for New York sports. Wilpons for Dolans, everybody's happy.
There you go. Well, that's Mets and Knicks fans.
Right, Mets and Knicks fans. Right. Obviously, I'm split, but those are two teams you root for.
Right.
Both of those franchises would be better
off. And you would sign for Dolan right now owning the Mets.
Because we'd
have Machado and Hopper.
I'm making the trade. I'm making the trade. I just made it. I'm done.
Of course.
Now, Dolan may never allow me to have season tickets. That could be a little risky proposition.
I mean, he wouldn't be happy as ripping the team.
He's rough to his fans, Dolan.
He's beyond rough.
That's why that's tough. That part does kind of scare me because as much as I've ripped the Wilpons, you've ripped the Wilpons, they've never said, maybe it's because they want my money, they've never said you can't be a season ticket holder, get out of the building. I'm almost afraid Dolan would do that.
Well.
Isn't that possible?
I guess so.
That'd be the one thing that's scary. But then again, if Dolan owned the Mets, maybe I wouldn't rip him
that
much.
Dolan shouldn't be, but he's very, very thin-skinned, and he really shouldn't be.
Yeah, he shouldn't be.
And that's one of the big problems he has.
Yeah.
That's maybe probably his biggest problem is that.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.